Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Psachim 98, talking about making something invalidated. We learned in a Mishnah, if an Asham became intermingled with a Shlamim, Rav Shimon says both of them should be slaughtered in the north side of the courtyard. They should be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent among them. The rabbi said to him, one may not expose offerings to a situation of invalidation. The notes point out, Rashi says, by slaughtering both offerings and applying to them the stringencies of the Asham, one shortens the time allotted for eating the Shlamim to a day and a night. Rather, the offering should be left to graze, as Rashi points out. And we see that Rabbi Shimon prefers shortening the allotted time of a sacrifice to consignment to grazing. The idea being that one may not expose offerings to a situation of invalidation. And for me, that's the phrase to hone in on, which is like the idea of how we should not expose someone to a situation where they could sin or where they could stumble. Don't put a stumbling block before the blind. They say, Lifnei Iver lo sitin mechshol, is what the Torah says. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block. That means you're not allowed to give bad advice to someone. You're not supposed to put someone in a situation where they're going to stumble, where they're going to fall. If someone is an angry person, has to work on anger their whole life, don't tease them, don't mock them, don't prank them just to get them a rise, just to make them have a rise of anger out of it. If someone has a major temptation of eating non-kosher, and that's their struggle, before they're coming on the path of Baal Tshuva, maybe they're not a Baal Tshuva yet, don't put them in a situation where they're tempted. Don't make them walk down the road to see you because it's faster and there's a McDonald's that smells so good. If they're working on themselves, they have to fight this. Don't put them in a situation. If someone's an alcoholic, someone's dealing with alcohol, don't bring him to a kiddush where he's going to be tempted by the wine. The Gemara talks about you can't purposely invalidate. You can't purposely put someone in a bad situation. Lefnei Iver lo sitin mechshol. Don't put a stumbling block before a person. Don't do what you can to purposely test the person. It's not up to you to test. Hashem sends enough tests. Hashem will take care of that. You have to help people. Remove stumbling blocks. Remove people from being invalidated. Make sure not to mess people, not to prank people, not to harm people, not to put that stumbling block. Don't put a person in a situation that he's tested. People already have enough tests in all aspects of life, in all areas of life. Don't be someone to add tests. Don't be someone to trouble someone, to problematic someone, to throw someone upon something else that's not a good situation for them. As the Gemara says, we cannot make a carbon invalidated. We cannot make a person invalidated. We cannot push a person to a bad situation in any case, in any way, throughout all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Psachim 99 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.